Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the New Way Power Hour, where our focus is always healing. We are divine-based here at the New Way Power Hour. We believe in oneness, loving and accepting everyone for who they are and where they are. I am Charlene Stringfield, and I am here tonight with my best friend and co-host, Jean Castor. Jean, how are you tonight?
I'm doing really good, Charlene, on this warm, muggy summer evening in the South. And hello, everyone, and welcome for joining. Thank you for joining us tonight. It's really great to be here. And like Charlene said, my name is Jean Castor, and Charlene and I are both spiritual healers and guardian angel communicators. And all of the healings, like Charlene said, that you will be receiving tonight are divine-based. We are facilitators of these healings, and we give God all the glory. These healings bring personal power, peace, and clarity, raising your vibration and consciousness to high levels of peace, love, happiness, and joy. And during the entire broadcast, you will receive Diksha energy, and this energy awakens the enlightenment process. Also, I will sing the Reiki codes, which send out Reiki at the highest form through vibration. And Charlene will then facilitate a major house healing. And after the major house healing, we will go straight to the phone lines first and then to the chat room, giving messages from your guardian angels and animal guides. So if you were in the switchboard, make sure you press 1, and that lets me know that you want to be brought live on air for a message. And it's okay to listen, whatever you choose. And also, everyone in the chat room, if you would like a message from your guardian angel, please type your first name in, and I will put you on the list. Back to you, Charlene.
Thank you, Jean. And I always like to start the New Way Power Hour before we begin the healing is ask everybody to please put out a proxy list of people you think that would really benefit from this healing that we're about to do tonight. This healing clears out your energy field and just clears out energy of just unwanted energies. And just once this healing is complete, you'll just feel really joyful and really clear. A lot of people say that they feel really light. So if you put out your proxy list, we never overcome anyone's free will. So if this healing goes out to somebody who doesn't want to receive it, even though you think they may need to, well, they won't receive it. And also, I'd like to start with a prayer. And I always put in the Divine Miracle Healing request for everyone. So as I'm saying the prayer, if you have anything that you need a healing with, whether it could be a broken heart, a broken arm, a broken leg, or anything that's, you know, not functioning correctly for you in your life, just put it out there, and this healing will go directly to that. So I'll start with a prayer. In the name of the light, God, Goddess, creator of all, please put your hands upon the group consciousness of the New Way Power Hour and bless us all with peace, love, happiness, and joy. Please raise our vibrations and our frequencies up to its highest level tonight and help everyone who receives this healing integrate it with grace and ease and comfortability. God, Goddess, creator of all, I am putting in a divine miracle healing request for everyone listening to the New Way Power Hour. Whatever each person is seeking, I ask in your name that it be granted. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, New Way healers, would you please come down and give everyone a New Way healing? The New Way healers are a group of archangels and ascended masters, with Jesus being the head of that team. They'll be removing 300,000 layers off of you tonight, which, as I said, is just clearing energy, unwanted energies. We can pick up energies just by being out in the world, going to Walmart, going to the grocery store, just your daily work. And negative thought forms can create negative energy. So our goal here is to clear and clean all of that energy out of your space and return you to love and peace. All right, New Way healers, would you please clear everybody's relationship space. Please clear their life path. Please clear their guardian angels and guide team. Any outsiders or intruders, please clear and remove it. Please clear, cut, and remove all etheric cords, psychic ties, any energy drains or money drains. Please clear and remove them. Please raise everybody's personal power up to 100%. God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please commune with everyone's soul tonight during this entire broadcast? Jesus, would you please clear everybody's rows and just clear, balance, and harmonize everybody's art field. Pull it in, and any holes in their art field, clear, close, heal, and seal them. Jesus, please rejuvenate, regenerate, and activate everybody's tree of life and apply a life force healing. Let's guarantee everybody is running their own energy. Any outsiders or intruders that's in anybody's energy fields, clear and remove it. Please clear any conflict, anything creating or causing conflict, turmoil, chaos, move it on out. Anything creating drama, clear and remove it on out. Please clear all chakras of any dysfunctions, malfunctions. Please reset and reprogram them. Mother God, would you please take everybody apart and give everyone a healing of your nature. Please replace everybody's chakras and bring them up. Get them a brand new set of chakras that can be raised up to the power of enlightenment, to the frequencies of enlightenment. And Mother God, would you please give everybody a brand new power source, a brand new processor? Goddesses, would you please give everybody a healing of your nature? Please clear everybody's brain, their mind, their inner dialogue. Please clear any imprints, implants, mind seeds. High Self, please connect to the group consciousness of the New Way Power Hour. Please apply every healing on everyone. Please open up all minds, energy minds that there are to their morphic field and morphogenetic field. Please clear all conscious and subconscious clutter, all obsessive thoughts, all obsessions, all obsession cords. Jesus, would you please awaken everyone's heart and apply a total heart healing? Please clear and heal all soul wounds, soul scars, heart wounds. Please clear any separation or division, programs or patterns, anything creating it or causing it. Guarantee all the powers in their chakras are raised up to 100%. Guarantee that everybody has a really brand new solid grounding cord. They're grounded to the earth, connected up to Creator of all. All their gauges are connected up to Creator of all and to divine supply. Anything blocking their connection to Source, clear and remove it. God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please clear, balance, and harmonize everybody's left and right hemispheres of their brain? Apply a spiritual healing, a Star David. Please clear any programs or patterns or seeds of insanity, craziness, madness, unstableness, and whoosh it on out and anything creating it and causing it. Please apply a cranial sacral adjustment 3x fold and a neural cranial sacral adjustment 3x fold. Mother God, would you please step into everybody's body and turn on their inner healer, their codes of light. Anything that's been turned off, turn it back on. Jesus, would you please turn their heart, shift it into love and peace and happiness and forgiveness. Guarantee everyone is shifted into divine, true love base. Any programs or patterns that's separating them from themselves or the divine, please clear and remove it. Guarantee their life path is solidly clear. I'm seeing a lot of life paths out there that has stuff on it. And what I mean by that, it's just cloudy. And whenever they're unable to get your life path clear, it means that there's like a self-imposed fear that's on your life path. So in order for them to clear it, we all need to make a statement so that it will clear. And if you'll repeat after me, this is a divine intervention statement. I am asking for divine intervention to clear my life path now. And I allow it. Thank you. And let's say a couple more of those, because those get really help the clearing go a lot faster. I am asking for divine intervention to clear and remove anything or anyone trying to control me or hinder my spiritual growth. And I allow it. Thank you. I'm asking for divine intervention to give me an attitude adjustment, bring me into the present moment, and shift my inner dialogue into positive. And I allow it. Thank you. All right, good. That shifted a lot of things really quick. Mother God, would you please activate everyone's divine spark, their divine feminine spark, their angel light, their soul light. Please infuse everyone with their divine true essence. Anything that is keeping them stuck in their life, please name it and clear and remove it. Please clear and remove any judgments or criticism or expectation or goals that have been put on anyone by themselves or anyone else. Angels of the Violet Flame, would you please immerse everyone with the Violet Flame 1,000,000 times fold? Anything that's blocking anyone's personal power, peace, and clarity and their freedom to move forward, please clear and remove it. Clear their havingness gauge, their faith gauge, their trust gauge, their certainty gauge, their belief gauge, and guarantee it is solidly connected to the divine. Guarantee everybody's energy is really strong. 13th Octave Laho Chi Healing Masters, would you please come down and give everybody a healing of your nature? New Way Healers, please clear off fear, pain, suffering, and lack, and anything creating it. God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please name all curses, hexes, negativity, judgment, or criticisms, hoodoo, voodoo, witch, witchcraft, spell, jinx, hexes, ugliness, unkindness, or hate, grudges or begrudges, or jinxes that has ever been spoken over anybody's name in any past, present, future, parallel lives through the very beginning of time until now. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Guarantee everybody's mind is clear, their heart is clear. Guarantee their soul is connected to their mind is connected to their body. Jesus, would you please bring down the divine matrix grid, ground it in everybody, connect them up to Creator, clear and clean all of their energy, call it back. Jinshin Jitsu healers, would you please come down and give everybody a Jinshin Jitsu healing? All the energy flows five times full in the name of the light. Diksha blessing givers, would you please send the power of Diksha at its highest frequency and vibration down to everyone in the equivalent of 64 Diksha? Guarantee everyone is reset and reprogrammed to divine, true, love-based. Any pain in their heart, any stuck energy in their heart or in any of their chakras, clear and remove it. And guarantee everybody's energy is cleared out of their energy field. All holes in their auric field are clear, closed, healed, and sealed. Guarantee their energy is powered up to its highest. They are raised up to their highest vibrations, their highest frequencies. Their inner dialogue is clear. Anything creating any negative inner dialogue, clear and remove it. guarantee everybody's connection to Source is perfect. God, God is creator of all. In the name of the light, would you please open up the door to the other side so that we can feel the divine miracle healing energy from the other side? And Jesus, would you please bring down the miracle? Please heal everybody's heart. Return everyone to peace and calmness. Mother God, please clear everyone's soul chart, anyone holding their pseudo-false divine blueprint or pseudo-false blueprint, clear and remove it and replace it with their divine soul chart. Please clear their soul chart and please shift their phylum list. Prioritize it with them at the top of their list, only second to God, and reprioritize their soul chart list, phylum list, that would be for their highest good. Anybody on anybody's guardian angel or guide team that is trying to cause conflict, interfere, clear and remove it now. Please give everybody a triple special whopper whoosh from the all. God, Goddess, creator of all, please send everybody the power of the Godhead. Turn on everybody's optimism, their enthusiasm, their joy, their love and peace. Guarantee that their creator of energy is creating only in love. Their wealth power, their money power, their spiritual power, their physical power, their mental and emotional power, everything is turned on and running at 100% optimal levels. Please clear and remove any programs and patterns creating sickness, illness, or disease. Jesus, please tap everybody's organs and glands and body systems and clear them and make sure they're all running at 100% optimal levels, running together in harmony and balance. God, Goddess, creator of all, please bless everybody with personal power, peace, and clarity. Guarantee all of their clarity, their personal power, and their peace is returned to them now. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Please clear any blocks to forgiveness. Please clear and remove all planetary and worldly energies, any group consciousness patterns into the government or this world of politics, religion, any of that. Whoosh all that out. Please clear any blocks to hearing and seeing God. Please do a head-to-toe search and clear. Clear all things hidden, buried, and covered up. God, Goddess, creator of all, would you please create everybody an icon grid, guarantee all their energies are connected, their soul is connected to them, they're in their body, and activate the divine icon grid, return them to peace, and return their strength, their courage, and their confidence to them now. God, Goddess, creator of all, please lead and guide everybody and bless them with the knowledge and the wisdom and the power that they all need to proceed, succeed, and thrive in all areas of their life. Please pull everybody out of struggle and survival. Move those programs out and return them to a mind of plenty and a mind of success and thriving lifestyle and a mindset. Guarantee their divine birthright of peace is returned to them. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, folks, this part of the healing is complete. I'm going to hand it over to Jean, and she's going to tell you all about the Reiki codes, and we'll be singing them. We encourage you to also set intentions for these Reiki codes. They're very powerfully healing. Jean?
Thank you for facilitating that healing, Charlene. It was huge. So the first code that I will be singing is called the Chokeray, and it invites all the power of the universe to come in. It's like a rainbow bridge that opens up and calls down the power of the white light for healing. It heals, it purifies, it blesses, and it balances the chakras, and it clears and seals them. The Hun Sha Zai Shou Min is the distant symbol, and it's me directing the energy to go straight to you. It's like a laser beam that slices through time and space, and it directs healing through past, present, and future, and it heals the whole timeline and goes to every part of the soul. The Sehe Ki is the mental and the emotional symbol, and it opens and it clears the subconscious, and it cuts through negativity, it clarifies, and it sets boundaries, and it heals negative patterns. The Dichomio is the master symbol. It's the great purifier, and it enhances all the other symbols. The Raku is like a lightning bolt that slices through all obstructions and clears them. And the Kriya at the end is for perfect balance and action, and it balances energy and it raises awareness, and it also works on the physical realm for manifestation, and it's for action and creation. And as Charlene said, it's a really good idea to set your intentions for where you would like the energy to go. And if you have animals love the Reiki energy. The land does, so you can send it to the land that you live on, all your animals. So go ahead and set your intentions, and we will begin. Chokore, chokore, chokore. Chokore, chokore, chokore. Chokore, chokore, chokore. Chokore, chokore, chokore. Hun Sha Zai Shou Nen. 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 Sehe Ki, Sehe Ki, Sehe Ki. 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 Sehe Ki, Sehe Ki. Dichomio, 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 Dichomio. Raku. Seki, Seki, Seki. Kriya. Kriya. Charlene, back to you.
Thank you, Jean. That sounded wonderful. Okay, well, now what I'm going to do is I am going to call in a major house healing. And then once we call in the major house healing, we will go straight to the phone lines and the chat room and start giving messages. If you have a home or property or an office or maybe a vehicle that you would like this major house healing to go to, just put out the address and this healing will come and it will just clear all any negative energy out of your space. Even if it's a small cubicle at work, it will clear that. All right, in the name of the light, God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please put your hands upon all of these homes and properties and addresses that have been put out here tonight and infuse them with so much light and send them the highest of the highest, the biggest of the biggest, the greatest power healing of all, and waterfall all of these homes and properties with the highest of Creator of all energy, encompassing all the energy that you have created for us as human beings that's of 100% light and 100% divine true love based. New Way Healers, would you please come down and give everyone's home and property a New Way healing and remove a million layers off of it? Please ground it to the earth, connect it up to Creator of all. Jesus and Lady Nada, would you please fill up everybody's home with Christ energy, divine miracle healing energy, and the pink light of unconditional love? Archangel Michael, would you please come down with your band of mercy and go through everyone's home and property with a fine-tooth comb and give it a complete spirit releasement and space clearing? Any portals or openings to other dimensions, please clear, close, and block them with light. If they will not remain closed, move them to where they are unable to harm any humans or animals. Angels of the violet flame, please immerse everyone's home and property with the violet flame 1 million times fold. Thank you, thank you, thank you. God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please fill up everyone's home and property with infinite levels of divine healing roses, 1,000 feet above, 1,000 feet below, ground the center of the homes and the properties and the addresses and the four corners of them to the center of the earth, and pop those healing roses and send them down to the center of the earth for transmutation. Please fill up everyone's home and property with so much light that everyone is experiencing peace, love, happiness, and joy. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Somebody please give everybody's home and property and everybody in it a triple special whoppa-whoosh from the all. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, folks, this major house healing is complete. Gene, do we have anybody on the lines or in the chat room?
We sure do, Charlene. We have quite a few people on the line waiting for a message and quite a few on the list from the chat room that would like a message as well. So let's go ahead and get started. Our first caller on the line, the last four digits of your number are 5618. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello there. Can you hear me?
Hi. Yes.
Can I get your first name?
Alexander.
Could you speak that again, please?
Alexander.
Alexander. All right. Alexander, first of all, I see with you a goose. And a goose is about travel to faraway places. And your guardian angel said that is in your future of traveling to faraway places. Remember your dreams and remember all the places that you have wanted to go in your life, because if you can dream it, you can go there. So don't put those dreams to the side, because it is definitely in your future. Thanks for calling on the show.
All right.
Okay, the next caller on the line, the last four digits of your number are 5197. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hi, this is Sue.
Hi, Sue. Okay, so your guardian angel has stepped forward, and she's talking about creative writing, and she's saying that it is very important at this time that if you don't already journal, to get a journal. And so you can write down thoughts and ideas in your journal. And she's saying that there are some thoughts and ideas that you have that would make a really good, she's saying, a really good article. And that she says to let you know that there are no insignificant things that have happened in your life that would not be of value to somebody else if you wrote an article about them. And just kind of got it out there if you published it or just created a blog. Or she said there are a lot of people that would be interested in what you have to say. She says that's the bottom line. And she's also talking about it's important that at this time that you value yourself in the terms of self-respect. She says there may be other people out there that have caused you to kind of question some things about yourself, but she's saying that's their side of it. When it comes to you and what's in your heart, know that you are of value and that you are worthy of everything out there that you need, and from the self-respect that you have for yourself as well as what you say to other people. She says it's very important. And I'm seeing a dove with you, Sue, for peace. And it's the peace that you bring into yourself because you carry a lot of peace with you. And I'm also seeing I'm seeing a lion with you for feminine power and leadership. So good luck with that, Sue, and thank you so much for calling in the show.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, the next caller on the line, the last four digits of your number are 1558. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hi, Jean. It's Julie.
Hello. Hey, Julie. It's good to hear your voice.
It's good to hear yours.
Okay, Julie. Your message is, it's important that you have faith in all the changes that you are making and you are considering because they are all divinely guided and you are right on time. Now, it's important to know that you have a zebra with you, which is about seeing the big picture, seeing between the lines. There's always a bigger picture for everything. So all the changes and all the things that you're doing, there obviously is a big picture. And you also have a little skunk working with you, which is about respect. So on that respect, you have a lot of respect of a lot of other people. And also, it's funny, you've got a lot of little animals with you. You've got a little blue jay for knowing the truth for through intuition and a little hummingbird for joy. So those are good medicines to hold. So good luck and thanks for calling in the show, Julie. Glad to speak to you again.
Thank you, Charlene. Thank you, Jean.
You're welcome.
Okay, your next caller waiting on the line for a message. The last four digits of your number are 3825. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hi, ladies. It's Vicki.
Hi, Vicki. Vicki, your guardian angel is immediately talking about some burdens that you've been carrying. And she's saying burdens that can be anything from something that somebody has said to you to a situation that somebody dumped on you and said, here, you handle this. She's saying it's time to let go of those because they, and the big picture of it is they don't involve you as much as somebody else would like to think that they do. And she's saying just let her take those away from you now so that you can see clearly what it is that you need to see in your life that is going to benefit you. And she's also saying it'd be a good thing for you to spend more time outdoors, especially since tonight's the full moon, and to release whatever you do not need anymore. And she's just saying it could be from the smallest thing to the largest thing, and sometimes the smallest thing feels the heaviest to us, she says. But she said, go outside and just release it and let it go. And the best time for you to be outside is at night when that quiet is and the stars, and in the morning when it's kind of clear and crisp before it gets too hot to be outside. But she's saying it's really important for you to let go of these burdens and however it is that they have been imposed on you, because there's something really important coming in your near future that is going to require your full attention, your full energy, because it's going to be very prosperous for you. You have a deer with you, Vicki, and it's about being gentle with yourself. And you also have ant, and the ant is about patience. And the ant knows it can carry many, many times its weight, but unless it needs to for a task that it is involved in, it's unimportant to carry that weight. So it's going back to release these burdens, let go of these things that other people have imposed on you. And she's being very emphatic about that, Vicki. That's why she keeps speaking to me of it. So
I ask if it's the burdens of the people I live with?
She's not letting me know exactly who it is, but she's saying it's not yours.
Okay.
It's not your burden. It's not your stuff. So if that's the first thing that comes to you, she says you'll know exactly what it is.
Okay.
So,
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Go ahead.
You have a good night.
The last thing she was saying,
within sitting and thinking about it, she specifically saying to go outside, that you will know exactly what it is. Because whatever it is, it doesn't feel right because it's not yours.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You have a good night, Vicki.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay, Charlene, this is the last caller on the switchboard before we go to our chat room guests. The last four digits of this caller's number are 0909. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hello, Jean and Charlene. This is Ellen.
Hello, Ellen. How are you?
Terrific. You sound well.
She says thank you. So we have to kind of turn off our speakers when we go back and forth. First of all, your guardian angel says to clear your space. Now, she's not talking about your energy space. There's something. Have you been going through closets or cleaning out old stuff, anything like that in your life?
Actually, I was doing it, and I haven't done it in weeks now.
Okay. Well, she's just saying there's something clearing out, and I don't know what she's saying. She's saying shoes, okay? Maybe that's something, you know, that you know about. Also, she wants you to know that it's important to stick with any kind of positive information, like positive affirmations, positive visualizations. Have you been trying to manifest something?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's what she's saying, to stick with the positive affirmations and the visualizations. Do you have one of those vision boards by chance?
I actually put pictures in a notebook, and I go back and look at those photos. So it's not a true vision board, but I kind of incorporate the idea.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good enough. She said keep doing that. She says what you're seeking, it's coming. It's on the way. And it's important for you to know that what you've been looking to manifest, it's going to actually manifest bigger than what you had, than what you have, the pictures and stuff. It's going to be really a good thing for you. I'm seeing a lot of, like, just really positive things manifesting for you. She said it's important to keep your thoughts at that high vibration so that they can come in. You've also got a giraffe working with you, which is about prophecy and seeing beyond. Your guardian angel is saying, while these things are manifesting, while you're putting them out there, stay in the present moment, because that's where the power is, opposed to keep checking on it. Like, when is it coming? Because she said it is coming. Your prayers have been heard and answered, and you're exactly where you're supposed to be.
Wonderful. Both of you for the show and the lovely messages.
Well, thank you so much for following the show. We appreciate it. And you have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
What a nice affirmation. Okay, we are switching to the chat room now, and the first person that is on the list is Marguerite. And Marguerite, your guardian angel is saying that your clairabilities are being enhanced, especially your sight. And she's saying, be open to seeing the messages and that are coming to you from heaven, because you're getting quite a few of them. And they're in the forms of prayers, they're in the forms of blessings, and they're in the form of energy being sent to you as a gift. And also, your guardian angel is saying, fall in love again with what it is you want to do and what makes you happy. There's a time where it's just everything was pushed on the side burner, your guardian angel was saying, and you tended for other things and other people. It's time to put yourself first again, which is where you should be, she says, and fall in love with what it is you want to do and have that passion for that. If it's something new, if it's something that you want to revisit and reawaken, she says, do it. Do it for you and do it for that love of doing it. I'm seeing a hummingbird with you for joy, Marguerite, and it's raising that vibration to that of joy. And also, I'm seeing, okay, it's a zebra with you. And a zebra is about the clairvoyance, about using that, about your gift of sight. And also seeing between the lines, seeing the big picture. So good luck with that, Marguerite, and thank you so much for following the show. Okay, Charlene, the next person that would like a message is Jennifer.
All right, Jennifer. Immediately, it's like your guardian angel is like, she's showing me a picture of the Reiki codes. I don't know if you're a Reiki master. She's saying that it would be good if you're not to... If you are, to use your Reiki. If you're not, it would be a good thing to learn for you because you're like a natural Reiki master. I'm actually seeing a past life come up. Sometimes we do get this on the show, and it's like you were a little Chinese man in that lifetime, and you did a lot of energy work, a lot of hands-on healing, and you were using the power of Reiki, and it came through you. Very, very powerfully. You have a raven working with you, which is about magic and divine alchemy. Also, you have a hawk working with you, which is about the messenger. And the message is be aware and beware. And it's just about protecting your energies. That's really important for you to do. And your guardian angel says, be prepared for some new things to come your way. It's like some new opportunities, things that are unexpected. They're just going to kind of come out of the blue, but follow your heart and use your intuition. You'll know exactly what to do. So thanks for following the show.
Okay, the next person in the chat room that would like a message is Candace. And Candace, the first thing I see around you are quite a few fairies that are working with you. And fairies are very brave, and they're very efficient, and they're very productive. They get the job done, and they said that they're working with you in that capacity. And your guardian angel is saying, along with the fairies, that she and several other angels are working with you. And she's saying that there's been a time of need with you, and that they're helping you to heal, and especially for your heart to heal. And she just wants you to know that. And she said in this healing, it's important to release the things that no longer work for you, that aren't a heart blessing to you, is what she's saying. And she says, know that within this, you will feel safe to find other things and follow your heart where you're led and receive what your heart desires, is what she's saying. So I'm also seeing a panther with you, and the panther is very protective of you at this time, and just know that. And I'm also seeing a dragonfly with you, and the dragonfly is talking about any illusions that might come from unclear information. The dragonfly is saying that it's there with you to help you discern between what is illusion and what is real and what you're seeking and the things that are coming to you. So to trust in the energy of the dragonfly. Okay, thank you, Candace, for following the show, and we really appreciate you. Okay, Charlene Stringfield, the next person on the list is Neely.
Okay, Neely, your guardian angel says it is time for new beginnings. And whatever it is that you're doing that is new, or the new stuff, you are being divinely guided and you're being divinely supported. And it's important to bring your vibration up to that belief of that I am divinely supported and I am divinely guided. You've got several doves working with you as well that is about peace, bringing you peace. Now, your guardian angel, I saw another one of these earlier. I don't see a lot of gooses or geese, but you've got a goose, and the goose is about travel and travel to faraway places. So that's that's definitely on the agenda for you. Your guardian angel says it's important to keep your dreams alive, and she knows. She says you know exactly what she's talking about. So thanks for calling and show, Neely.
Okay, the next person in the chat room that is waiting on a message is Angie. And Angie, your guardian angel is immediately talking about peace, and it's your inner peace, the peace that comes from within you that creates that space, that silent, open space to receive. And she's saying that it's important for you to know that within that space, all things are possible. So it's important to keep your thoughts positive, to keep your mind clear, and to keep you centered within your heart. And she's reminding you too that the one true thing that is always real for you is love. And she's saying that there's coming with you a change in your purpose. And she's talking about the path that you're following. And she's saying that it'll be very clear to you when you see it, because it's coming in a very, very positive way. It's going to be in a way that there'll be no mistake as to what it is, and you'll feel so good about it. And just know that, keep in that space, that the possibilities that all things are possible. And she's saying that you don't have to go and seek this new thing, but it's going to find you. It's going to find you, and it's going to be very clear. She's saying that one more time. I'm seeing an otter with you, and the otter is about playfulness, about that joy of having fun, of being playful, in that kind of silly way that sometimes grown-ups kind of grow out of. She's saying, be playful. Keep that playfulness within you, because that's something that is when within you. I'm also seeing a hawk with you, and the hawk is the messenger, and there are messages that are coming to you. So the hawk is saying, be aware, because you're getting some messages that sometimes that kind of do not get received, is what the hawk is saying. So be aware, because those messages are coming to you, because you've been asking. Your guardian angel is saying you've been asking a lot. So be open to the message and the answer coming to you. Okay, good luck with that, Angie, and thanks for following the show. Okay, Charlene, the next person on the list is Paul.
Paul, your guardian angel says, remember who you are. Wake up, because your guardian angel says that there is just something, it's like you've never given yourself all the credit that you deserve of who you really are. You're smart, you're intelligent, you're like a genius, you're just a special person. You've got a good heart about you, and you've always thought, well, I'm not really that important or this or that, but you really are. And things in your life, you are being divinely guided. It may not look like it, but there's a lot going on behind the scenes that your guardian angels are working with you with to make sure that you stay on course, stay on track, stay on your path. And it's just amazing the amount. It's almost like you've had a brand new, it's like you've got the same guardian angels and guide teams, but right now you've got another group of angels that's come in to work with you specifically on a particular project. You've got a bear working with you, which is about introspection and protection. Remember, when you're manifesting, creating things, sometimes it's important to keep it to yourself, because if you start spreading it around to the wrong people, then people put their expectations and goals on you or it. So just keep that in mind, and good luck. Good luck with that, because some really cool things are coming your way, and you've got a lot of help. Thanks for following the show, Paul.
Okay, the next person on the list is Deanna. And Deanna, your guardian angel is saying that, first of all, within a situation that you've been sending prayers up for, that your prayers have been answered, the change is coming. Be open to receiving this and be receiving this gift of an answered prayer. She's also saying that it's important that you know, remember, and trust that you are powerful, that you are loving, that you are a creative child of God, and that you are very loved. And within accepting that, you're able to turn and send that out to those who approach you, who come to you, who need your help, who's ready for this to come into their lives as well, because you have a huge gift of extending love to those who most people would might not look at as lovable, but you have a huge gift and capacity to send love to those who need it in that way. You have a bluebird with you, or a blue jay and a bluebird with you. The bluebird is about happiness and knowing what it is that makes you happy and feeling that happiness in your space, which is your energy field as well as your home and with your family. The blue jay is about knowing the truth through intuition, and the blue jay is saying you have that gift of knowing when somebody's lying and when somebody's telling you the truth. So trust in that gift, because that's very huge. Thank you so much for following the show, Deanna Jo, and thank you for being here. All right, Charlene, the next person on the list is Kelly P.
Okay, Kelly P., you have a camel working with you, which is about endurance. And you've got this past life really active in you, to where you're this dude, you've got a turban on, it looks like you're in the Middle East, you're riding this camel, and it's really hot in the desert. And I'm asking you, you know, why are you looking at this particular life? It's like you're riding alone on this camel, and you're telling me that the reason you're looking at it is because that particular life, you were alone a lot of your life. And you're wondering, you're telling me there's aspects of you that actually feels very alone in this life. Your guardian angel, and I'm asking them to deactivate that past life for you and any bleeding over energies, because it seems to be causing you some disturbances. And it's actually in your heart chakra, so I'm going to ask them to clear that out of your heart chakra. Your guardian angel wants you to know that you're never alone, and what you have been seeking, it is out there for you, to keep your thoughts positive and God-centered about that. Okay, and there is there's actually a whole group of friends coming your way that's really going to benefit you. It looks like, I don't know, it could be work related or something that you're involved in. This new group of friends, it's going to be a real positive thing for you. You've got a butterfly working with you, which is for transformation. So keep your thoughts positive. Good things are coming your way, and your guardian angel, she says. I don't know if you watch a lot of TV or the news, and she says, you know, that's depressing, looking at media stuff. She's just reminding you of that. So I know that as well. I try to keep up with current events myself, but you can't but so much, only because it's hard to find anything positive in the news. So anyway, you have a good night, and look for that positive stuff to come in and those new friends. Remember, we're never alone.
Okay, next person on the list is Kate. And Kate, your guardian angel is saying the situation that you've been concerned about, putting a little bit of energy in the form of worrying about, she said this is already resolved. She said, let go of all of these concerns and worries that have been there at the forefront. She said, and see and know that everything is already taken care of in the most divinely way possible, and be open to the changes that come from that. They will be in a most wonderful way for you as soon as you let go of all those worries and concerns. And she's also saying that she's helping you with some relationships in your life, to shift them more to a spiritual-based relationship, so that things can unfold as you've been asking for them to unfold. And you have a huge capacity to be open-hearted, she said,
And that is a gift you carry with you. She's also letting you know that she's been helping protect you from those who may take advantage of that. And she said, be open to seeing the big picture. It's the less of having blinders on and having your heart out there, which is a really true and gentle and wonderful heart. She said, throw off those blinders so you can see all angles in the big picture, so that you'll know if somebody is being up front with you when you're the one that extends your heart out there. I'm seeing a turtle with you, and Kate, the turtle is about staying grounded and staying in the present moment. And it's important your guardian angel, as well as your animal god turtle, is saying, stay in the present moment. It is the place where the miracles happen. And I'm also seeing a butterfly with you, and the butterfly is about transformation. And the transformation is coming for you in a really divine way. So stay focused, stay in the present moment, and stay open to seeing the whole big picture, Kate. Thank you for following the show. Okay, so, Charlene, we're down to the last two people in the chat room, and one for you is Sunny.
Sunny, I hope this is Sunny Mon. It's not. Nope, it's a different person. All right. Well, Sunny Mon, if you're out there, we plan on calling you tonight after the show anyway. So whoever this Sunny is for, I'm seeing a white pelican with you, which is something that I don't see very often. And the white pelican is about buoyancy. Also, it's about being versatile. You know, the pelican, they can do so many things. They can swim, they fish, they can breathe underwater, they can fly, they can float, they can just do a whole lot of things. And your guardian angel is saying you're that kind of person. Also, it's important to know that you are well loved, and there's a part of you that doesn't feel loved at times, but you are well loved and you are very well liked. And I'm getting a big hello from heaven to you from somebody on the other side that has passed away in your life that really loved you so much. And you knew that they loved you. They helped you a lot. And they just wanted to say hello. And they watch over you and they say prayers for you on the other side. So thanks for following the show, Sonny.
Okay, the last person on the list to get a message is Marie. And Marie, your guardian angel has stepped forward, and she's saying it's really important for you to take care of yourself. And she's talking in forms of the physical. To make sure you get enough rest, to make sure you eat foods that nourish your body, to drink a lot of liquids. She says you're real sensitive to the energies that have been shifting on the earth lately, and she's saying that it's important to take care of your physical body so that your spirit is comfortable in your earth suit. And that is her big message for you. She's also saying that it's important for you to know that you are safe and that those that you care about are safe as well. So let go of any concerns of the fact that you might not be safe where you are. She said, know that you are safe and to really stay grounded in your physical body because she says you're one that kind of likes to go into the astral. You like to do the dreamtime traveling and the dreamtime learning. And she said, that's really, really good. But when it's time to walk this earth and stay present in the moment and take care of your body. She's saying that again, Marie. You have a horse with you, and the horse is about personal power, and it's also about travel. And there's some travel coming for you in the form of short trips, she's saying. And there'll be fun short trips, and there's one that's going to be very productive for you. And I'm also seeing, I'm seeing a spider with you, and the spider is about creative writing.
and there's a gift that you have within you, whether you're utilizing it or not. It could be in the form of it's being affirmed that you have a gift of writing. So whether you're writing or not, it's time. The spider says it's time to write. It's time to get out. However you like to write the best, and whether it's computer, whether it's writing by hand, and to write. So thanks for following the show, Marie, and good luck with all your new ventures. Okay, Charlene, we've come to the final message. Thank you so much for facilitating the wonderful healing. It was amazing. I appreciate that very much, as I know everyone else does as well. So any last words, Charlene?
I'd just like to thank everybody for following the show. We plan to be back next week. It'll be 2 weeks in a row, but we really try to do 2 shows a month. We apologize if we have to cancel occasionally. You know, things just come up for us energetically. Gene and I do this work for a living, and as you know, the earth is always shifting and changing, and it just can affect everyone's energies, you know, and sometimes when we have energy lows and highs and things like that, so sometimes we have to, you know, cancel the show because of that, because we like, whenever we do a group or event or anything like that, we like our energies, our frequencies and vibrations to be up high. Also, we want to let everybody know that this weekend we will be at the Columbia Healing Arts Festival. If anybody is interested in coming, we will be putting out some new angel show dates very soon for the rest of the year. And if you're interested in following us on Facebook, you can find out more about us. Our website is www.divineinterventioniseintention.com. So thanks so much. And Jean, would you please take us out with a prayer?
I would be happy to. Creator of all, thank you so much for this time together with friends, with you, with the angels, with all of this divine healing energy. I ask that you please bless all of those listening to the show, please bless those listening to the archives as they walk their path. I ask that you bring and fill and infuse everyone with peace in their heart, clarity in their mind, and ground them into their personal power as they walk their path. Please lead and guide everyone and bless them on all levels of existence. Protect them as we walk into this full moon energy tonight with the divine healings. Please lead and guide everyone, and let thy will be done. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. We look forward to the next time. Charlene, it's been a pleasure, as always. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.